Hey everyone, and welcome back. It's Open Source Growth. I am your host, Dean Denny, founder and director of Owen Denny Digital, Australia's leading SaaS marketing agency. Now, I have an absolute hooter of an episode for you all today. And it's this is a really funny one. It's approximately, 5:30 p.m. It's a Saturday evening. It's Saturday the 20th of May. And I was sitting on the couch with my beautiful wife, Hannah, who's also our head of copy here at Owen Denny Digital. And before sitting on the couch, Hannah and I have been hustling away, creating the new demand generation funnel for our marketing agency. And it's all really exciting. We've got some amazing free offers for you all to jump on in, see what we're all about, all the psychology-led tools and tactics we'll be sharing with you for free in exchange for you to jump into our database and see whether we're a good fit for you, et cetera, et cetera. You know, typical marketing qualified lead, sales qualified lead stuff. And obviously, we're developing a whole heap of them. And before we sat down on the couch, I was making this beautiful hot chocolate. It's a sacred cacao hot chocolate. I don't know what that means precisely, but it's glorious. If you are ever in the Geelong region and you are looking for an afternoon pick-me-up, come by our house at about 3:30 p.m. Our hot chocolate is almost becoming friend famous. It could be state famous or region famous. At some point, who knows? So I'd made this beautiful hot chocolate. We're hustling at the kitchen table because when me and my wife, we love to work together on the weekends just so people feel like there's some form of solidarity. I've made the hot chocolate. We stand up from the kitchen table and we walk down to our living room and sit on the big Chesterfield couch. And what's really funny and what happened this time was as soon as we sat at our Chesterfield couch, our chief goodest girl, i.e. our dog, Zoe the Poodle, you can see her on our website as part of the staff members, Zoe the Poodle comes up to me and lodges her rubber bone in my groin. And I'm sitting there with a hot cup of cocoa or cacao, drinking it, I'm like, I'm not that interested in playing with your big rubber bone. It's this oversized rubber bone. I would say it's about 18 to 23 centimeters in length. It's blue. It's got like this tie-dye pattern. It's made of rubber. And I'm just like, this is gross. It feels slimy. It's between my legs. And what we've found through a lot of dog training is that by just leaving items, it doesn't give the dog any energy towards the item. And by doing such a thing, the dog just sits there. It just relaxes and it doesn't want to keep on playing. So the dog gets bored. I just leave it in my groin. It's a bit gross. Lucky I'm wearing these thick American blue jeans. And Hannah's sitting next to me on the Chesterfield couch. And Zoe's looking at the bone and it falls on the ground. She plays with it again, but she gets bored and walks away, right? And then it's about 5 to 10 minutes apiece. Hannah and I are talking and laughing and having a great time. And then all of a sudden, Zoe comes back with another toy. And this time it was rubber sheep. And then all of a sudden that landed in my lap. And like the bone, it was slimy. It was disgusting, but it was all over my jeans. And then I'm like, oh, wow, the rubber sheep, it's here. Oh my God, Zoe, you're so incredible. And then I start putting the rubber sheep in Hannah's face. We all start doing the play fighting thing. And then all of a sudden I'm playing with Zoe. And like literally out of nowhere, my poodle has figured out what toy she needs to give me in order for her to play with her. See, if you understand the way dogs work, they are constantly running little hypothesis tests, right? Basically, every time they just say they pick up a toy and then they give it to somebody, they're thinking, okay, if I conduct this action, pick up the toy and give it to my master, what will my master do? And if the feedback's positive, they'll keep on doing it. And if it's negative, they'll stop doing it and then they'll change their approach and they'll keep on changing the toys. And I was like, hang on a second. Zoe just hasn't given me a toy. She's actually split tested her toys on me. I'm like, hang on. Zoe's doing some direct response advertising stuff on me in real time. She's given me one offer, playing with her slimy blue disgusting toy, her bone toy. And I looked at it, I'm like, I'm not interested. But as soon as it was the sheep, I am like all in. I am thinking this is so damn exciting. I'm playing with her. I'm getting Hannah involved. And this is the greatest thing ever. And it just reminded me of some of the work we're doing with some of our enterprise clients that you need to be varying your offers from time to time. See, I personally believe that every B2B SaaS company, every B2B enterprise company, every company that has a large high-ticket sales structure needs to have two types of lead qualification offers. You need to have a marketing qualified lead offer, and you need to have a sales qualified lead offer. And what's really interesting, though, is that not only do you need to have a marketing qualified lead offer, which generates contacts to wedge into your database in exchange for some form of free guide or free training or tutorial or spreadsheet or checklist or yada, but you also need a sales qualified lead tool as well. And that could be a free strategy session, or that could be the ultimate guide to choosing a HR agency, or 70 questions to ask your outsourcing firm, or etc., etc. But what that guide would need to do is drive sales conversations. And yeah, that's all great. Have an MQL and have an SQL. But if things are starting to slow down, don't be afraid to test them. Don't be afraid to try new things. Don't be afraid to just get rid of what you're doing and start over with a fresh new approach. Because what can happen is that, to begin with, me playing with that blue rubber bone may have been the most exciting thing for Zoe and I, because obviously we've played with it before, but I just didn't want to touch it anymore. It's gotten old. It's gotten slimy. And some of your offers can get slimy too. I know I'm speaking metaphorically here, but sometimes your free offer that worked for years and years again, years and years, over and over, like, for instance, just say you had a free checklist on how to save up to $3,000 each year by eliminating these following subscriptions. Like, it could be a free guide or whatever. That may have worked for the last 3 years, but now that you're running it, that may not be working for you anymore. So be open to testing new things. Be open to trying new things. Be open to creating and publishing. Again, ChatGPT can help you come up with some amazing lead magnets in record time. Because if you can do that, and you can constantly test these marketing qualified lead offers, you'll be able to determine and put a finger on the pulse in regards to what the customer is looking for at this time. And if you can find that intersect, which is the societal desire of your prospect at any given time, you're going to have a much better chance of initiating sales conversations with your target customer. And that's what my poodle taught me today, is that you can never forget to test your marketing qualified lead offers and creating new marketing qualified lead offers. Again, you can go to places like Ahrefs and SEMrush and Google Trends to see what people are searching in your industry, and then developing guides which enable them to handle that hot button issue. You can never go about testing and trying new things when it comes to your sales qualified lead. Like, for instance, in our agency, we've got the friendly 10-minute chat. We have the growth diagnostic. We're going to soon have the Facebook ad audit, the Google Ads audit, the T2 D3 growth strategy session. There's going to be a whole heap of sales qualified leads that you'll be seeing in your sales qualified lead campaigns that you'll be seeing in your newsfeed in regards to how we go about generating and attracting new customers into our marketing agency. See, you can't come up with enough of these because you need to constantly be testing headlines, constantly testing offer names, constantly testing body copies, strategies, etc., and documenting these over time so you can then determine exactly what your customer needs with pinpoint accuracy. But don't forget, this thing does change, so you always have to be launching and testing and trying new things. So that's what my poodle reminded me of today, and I hope Zoe, my beautiful black standard poodle, or my wife and I's beautiful black standard poodle, reminds you of too. Don't forget to create new marketing qualified leads and sales qualified lead offers, and don't forget to test them. This is Open Source Growth. I am your host, Dean Denny, and I hope you have had a hoot listening to our little story today. Again, if you need any more support or advice around your SaaS startup and how you can take your business from where you are today to a T2 D3 growth mammoth in record time, why don't you just go about applying for a 10-minute chat? Check out the job notes, click on the link, and leave your information with us, and we can take it from there. Again, I'm Dean Denny. I hope you've been well. This is Open Source Growth. Be well.